Dr. Pinsky dictating amount IME on May 18 regarding Troy, T-R-O-Y, James, G-A-M-E-S. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. James as described in our report of 11-21-19. Period. He is now a 59-year-old male who again describes he was injured at work on 1-12-16. Period. He was going on the elevator and closed on his leg. Period. He got out and fell, hitting his head, shoulder, and left leg. Period. He believes he injured those areas, including his neck, and went to the emergency room the same day. Period. He had further evaluation and treatment, including surgery on the left shoulder and left knee. Period. At this juncture, he is seeing psychiatrist Dr. Glass, but is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. New paragraph. According to the additional records supplied, some of which predate those which were previously available, Mr. James was seen by Dr. Shah, S-H-A-H, on 8-19-16 regarding his cervical spine and left shoulder. Period. By then, he had an EMG done by Dr. Smith. Period. Reported working as an armed officer, for which when he was using the elevator and the door shut on his right leg. Period. He then fell backwards and struck his head and twisted his left knee and had a twisting moment about his neck. Period. He underwent the aforementioned treatment. Period. Dr. Shah reviewed a CAT scan of the cervical spine that showed no clear evidence of any fractures, dislocations, or subluxations. Period. It was difficult to identify evidence of any disc herniations because of scatter within the CT. Period. EMG and CB demonstrated no evidence of significant cerebral radiculopathy or peripheral neuropathy. Period. He believed the petitioner's symptomatology may be emanating from his cervical spine and recommended a cervical MRI. Period. He was also seen psychiatrically by Dr. Glass on 10-22-20. Period. Medications were utilized and monitored well into 2022. Period. On 3-22-22, the patient denied inpatient alcohol treatment. Period. He was concerned if he was admitted they were going to stop his clonazepam cold turkey, and he freaked out. Period. Dr. Glass reassured him that there would be benefit from intensive outpatient treatment, and he agrees to consider that. Period. New paragraph. On 11-12-19, Mr. James was seen by an internist named Dr. Shields. This involved urine drug testing for his workers' compensation claim. Period. He also listed the numerous medications that petitioner was utilizing. Period. On 4-17-20, he presented with sometimes pain in his feet associated with swelling. Period. He had undergone left shoulder surgery in 2018, as well as strabismus correction surgery and trauma of the right third finger surgery. Period. He also had an inguinal and umbilical hernia repairs and arthroscopy of the right knee. Period. He was being treating for pre-existing post-concussional syndrome, comma, essential primary hypertension, comma, and type 2 diabetes mellitus without complication. Period. He ordered various laboratory studies and medications. Period. New paragraph. Dr. Scasta, S-C-A-S-T-A, performed a psychiatric evaluation on 12-10-19, period. He rendered a diagnosis of somatic symptom disorder that implies physical complaints have unconscious psychological roots, such as underlying depression rather than physiological roots. The patient clearly was prone to exaggeration of symptoms, which has been noted by other examiners, as well as objectively documented in the patient's functional capacity evaluation. Period. Even in this history, he gave a number of discrepancies from the factual record. Period. They appeared to be designed to bolster his disability claims, such as claiming loss of consciousness, and therefore do not appear to be due to cognitive dysfunction. Period. The patient appears to obtain primary gains, parentheses, unconscious emotional validation as a victim, close parentheses, and secondary gains, parentheses, workers' compensation benefits, close parentheses, from his disabilities. But in addition, secondary gains were likely contributing to conscious embellishment of symptoms. Period, he also diagnosed persistent depressive disorder, comma, late onset with persistent major depressive episode. Period, these had multiple roots. Period. He had extensive psychiatric treatment and appeared to be at maximum medical improvement. Period. Dr. Scasta recommended he remain on antidepressant medications for palliative reasons. Period. The patient showed evidence of mild neurocognitive disorder due to a traumatic brain injury from his work accident. Period. However, he would note the patient's neurocognitive disability symptoms appear to be significantly embellished, which appears to be for primary and secondary gain. Period. He offered an assessment of 7.5% partial psychiatric disability for the work-related components of these diagnoses. Period. His overall psychiatric disability was 12.5%, irrespective of cause. Period. New paragraph. A neuropsychological examination was completed on 8-17-21 by Dr. Kuttner, K-U-T-N-E-R, period. I will mark comments that will be inserted. Physical exam. Under a general appearance, he had a muscular physique. Period. He stated that after the accident, he cannot hear well, but had no difficulty in understanding the evaluator in a normal conversational volume. Period. Extremities up, but they were healed portal scars about the left shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. He had guarded range of motion about the left shoulder. Period. External rotation was to 65 degrees with extreme complaints of tenderness. Period. Internal rotation was to 65 degrees. Period. Flexion was guarded to 110 degrees and abduction to 105 degrees, from which he shouted as if in severe pain. Period. Adduction and extension were full. Period. These maneuvers were done passively. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to the hip level. Period. Motion of the right shoulder, both elbows, wrists, and fingers, was full on all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. Magnum muscle testing was 5-. Resisted left elbow flexion and shoulder abduction, but was otherwise 5/5. Period. He complained of severe tenderness, palpation about the left AC joint and bicipital groove to the point where he shouted out. Period. Provocative maneuvers of the left shoulder could not be performed due to his guarding. Period. Extremities lower. Angular muscle testing was 5/5. and ratchet-like for resisted left hamstring and quadriceps strength, but was otherwise 5/5. Paired knee maneuvers normal. Spine cervical. Active flexion was 30 degrees, clam extension full to 60 degrees, comma, bilateral rotation 40 degrees, comma, side bending right 20 degrees and left of 15 degrees. Paired when distracted, he had full range of motion in all spheres. Paired there was tenderness of palpation with the left suboccipital musculature in the absence of spasm. Paired he again shouted out as if in severe pain. Paired there was no tenderness on the right suboccipital area. Paired the rest of that is normal. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He briefly was able to walk on his heels and toes, but lost his balance for what he describes as vertigo. Paired the rest of that section is normal. Impressions. Troy James was injured at work on 1/12/16, as marked in my prior report. Paired since that time, he had further evaluation, such as the psychiatric evaluation by Dr. Skasta on 12/10/19 period. He also was seen by Dr. Glass and then by Dr. Kuttner. Paired the consistent theme amongst their assessments were the petitioner's attempts at obtaining secondary gain and embellishment of his symptoms. Period. He does not appear to have had any substantive additional treatment for his orthopedic issues. Period. The current exam found there to be significant signs of symptom magnification. Period. These were seen in his guarded motion and shouting out as if in severe pain. Period. He also had variable mobility about the cervical spine. Period. My opinions regarding permanency will be inserted from my prior report, and that will be the end.